USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to keep making America great again.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign, taking aim at Democrats, calling them reprehensible when it comes to border security. At the jam-packed rally in Orlando last night, he also slammed Dems for their support for sanctuary cities. And the president saying a vote for any Democrat in 2020 would be a vote for the rise of radical socialism. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Bernie Sanders, says he watched the president's entire speech.
An hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense.
At least three people injured when a rocket strikes a compound housing the residential and operations headquarters of ExxonMobil and some other big oil companies near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hundreds attended a community meeting in Phoenix, Arizona last evening to discuss a videotaped encounter at the end of last month involving local police and a black family. Officers seen on viral video pointing guns and shouting obscenities at a couple and their two young kids after they claimed the four-year-old daughter had stolen a doll from a store without her parents' knowledge. Last night, this woman at that community meeting told police,
"Tell the truth. Say we have a problem. Say we have systemic racism. We need to address it. Apologize for doing what you're doing wrong."
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's removing himself from consideration to head the Defense Department because of domestic violence in his family years ago. The Washington Post says his ex-wife was arrested for allegedly punching him in the face and trying to set his clothing on fire. Shanahan telling the Post, quote, "Bad things can happen to good families." This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Suicide rates among teenagers rising, especially among boys. That's according to a report from the Harvard Medical School that shows suicide rates among boys rising roughly 2.5% every year from 2007 to 2014. And then between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. The study also found that suicide rates among girls rose by more than 8% per year from 2010 to 2017. Overall, there's been a 30% increase in suicides in the U.S. from 2000 to 2016. One of the big four tech companies is building homes now.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low and middle-income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs. I'm Wendy King.
And entertainer Wayne Newton testifies against a man who allegedly broke into his house. The Vegas entertainer appeared in court yesterday to testify against the 22-year-old who faces 11 felony charges, including burglary and home invasion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.